Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. First of all, I want to apologize for our intro song. It was supposed to be all instrumental. I own that song, so it wasn't me singing. It was my good friend, Johnny Rowland. But with my help, that's why it came out like that. So if I'd left them alone, they'd have probably been fine. But the 6-Minute Webinar, I tell you what, if you've got a business and you're trying to get your message out in a very clear manner to your ideal client, the 6-Minute Webinar is for you. It gives you clarity. It enables their client to be able to listen to you for just 6 minutes, and it has a call to action. Oh, my goodness gracious. And we're so blessed today. We're joined by Mr. Bill Heinrich. He's the honorary host here on the TogiNet radio station. He's also internationally known around the world as Mr. 6-Minute Webinar, and we've got several people on, so we've got a little background noise there. I apologize for that. But Mr. Bill, we've got two wonderful guests on today. We got Mr. Jason Boyce on, and he is an Amazon expert, and he and a good friend of ours that's been on this show a couple of times, Mr. Rick Cesari, they co-authored a book called The Amazon Jungle. And Mr. Bill, if you would be so kind as to just share a little bit about the 6-Minute Webinar, and we've got a boot camp coming up, don't we, sir?
We do. We have a boot camp coming up. I have to pause. December 12th. I don't have the date right in front of me. I'm quite certain, though. It is December 12th, and it's really exciting, Jim. We have a new technology in the 6-Minute Webinar called Script Pal. Mm. So what's happening is, in fact, we show people how to get their 6-Minute Webinar done for $99, or we'll create one for you, or create one with you. I've just finished 3 done for you. I did one for a publishing company in New York City, another one for a woman over in Albuquerque who teaches classes on how to find the perfect customer. Wow. And I just did one for a doctor in Los Angeles who works with traumatic stress syndrome in children. And all of them are so thrilled to have such a clear, specific, short message to the audience that they can serve the best. That's what
absolutely
is about. But what I want to talk about just real quickly is we have in December, we're introducing Script Pal, and we're literally taking the 6-Minute Webinar to where you just come in, you answer a series of questions. There's 30 or 40 questions that you answer. You push a button and your script spits out, Jim.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now, when I put the script together, it was a marathon for me. And I tell you, Bill, that takes all of the work out of it, basically, and all the worry out of it, right?
Well, where people get confused, what we're learning is, in 2 areas. Number 1, we very seldom find anybody that really understands their niche or how to address what they do best for their perfect customer, which is really shocking to me. So one must work within the framework in order to get the power and the impact of the call to action at the end of the 6-Minute Webinar. 6 minutes is not a very long time. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that is the niche. So the new Script Pal takes care of the framework piece where they can get everything spit out, and then they can really hone in when they see it printed out and say, oh, I'd rather use this word. This speaks more to my perfect customer. So we've been using these, the Script Pal now in its first version, and we're really excited. It's going to be a lot, really cool.
And for people who want to know more about the 6-minute webinar, just go to SIXminutewebinar.com. And Mr. Bill, we've got a good friend on with us today, Rick Cesari. Hey, Rick and he's been on the show a couple of times, and you know him, and we know Dustin Matthews. Would you be so kind as to welcome Rick to the show, sir?
Well, I would love to. In fact, this is going to be a fascinating show because Rick has launched and been involved with many successful products. I'll let you let Rick speak about that. I mean, extremely successful, not just successful. And we have an Amazon expert. So Rick, I'm not sure what direction you want to go today. I know we're going to talk about your new book, The Amazon Jungle, and it certainly seems like a jungle to me. When I go in there, I get lost pretty quick. So where would you like to start with this, Rick?
Well, first of all, thanks to both Jim and Bill for having us on the show. We really appreciate it. And it's always great to connect with you guys because you're always such positive force in you know, everything that we're doing. And we just love being on your show. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So anyway, I just, you know, real quickly, I think it's really an interesting story. If any of your listeners remember from me being on before, I've been involved in direct-to-consumer marketing for probably over 25 years and have worked with brands like Sonicare, OxiClean, George Foreman Grill. And we won't go into details on that. But because of that, a few years ago, I got asked to be the keynote speaker at something called the Prosper Show. And the Prosper Show is probably the largest show for Amazon sellers. And up until that time, this was 3 years ago, I didn't really know much about Amazon. And it was really eye-opening to do a presentation there because what I brought to them was a lot of interesting information about branding and how to build a brand, which at the time, a lot of people on Amazon weren't doing. They were just selling widgets and commodities, and they were battling, and the lowest price seller would win. And so it was a really good fit. It was kind of a match made in heaven. But probably the best thing to come out of that whole show was I met a gentleman named Jason Boyce, who had been selling on Amazon almost since the beginning, I think either 2001 or 2003. And it turned out that Jason lived up in Seattle like me, and we started getting together for weekly coffee and trading ideas. And I was sharing my ideas on branding and direct-to-consumer marketing with him, which he was incorporating into his Amazon listings. And then amazingly, the listing started to sell better and the sales started to convert better. So he started to really be a big advocate of some of the things I was learning. And at the same time, he was teaching me all sorts about Amazon. And literally since that time, Amazon has just become such a huge dominant player in the direct-to-consumer product marketing that if you aren't on there, you know, you're really missing out. And I know Jason can speak to that. And so we thought it was a great idea to team up and really take a lot of our conversations from our Friday coffee meetings and put it into a book as a guide if you want to sell on Amazon. And that's how our book came about, The Amazon Jungle.
Wow. That's really amazing because when you first told me about it, and ladies and gentlemen, I was blessed because Rick asked me to write put a little information in there. And I was very honored to do that. And it's a wonderful opportunity. And The moral of that story is that's what we do here with Rick and with Bill and me and Dustin Matthews and now Jason. We all work together. It's all about networking and helping one another. And that's the type of family that we have here. And we're very grateful for that. And Rick, let me ask you a question. You say that Amazon is bigger than you think. Okay, just how big is it? What kind of sales do they do in a year's time? Do you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to defer that one to Jason because he's the expert on that. I know the answer, but I think he'll give a better answer because he does this day in, day out. So, Jason, why don't you dive in and answer that?
Thanks, Rick. And I just want to echo what Rick's thanks to you, Jim and Bill, for inviting us on the show. Huge fans. Amazon is huge, right? They are enormous. And what do we mean by that? So Amazon has this incentive to not share with the world the total dollar value of goods sold on its platform. So what do I mean by that? So Amazon, when they report, they're a public company. when they report to the Securities and Exchange Commission on a quarterly basis, the numbers that they're sharing, which are big, we're in the $200 billion range, are not really the total value of goods sold on Amazon.com. So what do I mean by that? The Amazon seller, which Rick and I are both big advocates of, that's what that Prosper show was about when we met all those years ago. That was such a great show. What Rick didn't tell you, he was the keynote. I was also a speaker, but I think I was the last speaker. And when I listened to his keynote, just light bulbs shot off in my head and said, this is the piece that we're missing. And talking about increasing in sales, we saw a 400% increase in engagement and sales when we started using Rick's tactics that he had perfected on the television, and we shrunk them down to the Amazon screen, right? So, I mean, it was really impactful. But back to your question, Jim, the third-party seller is what we believe, and we talk about this in the book, The Amazon Jungle, the reason, one of the main reasons why Amazon is what it is today and what it will be in the future. There are 1,000,002 sellers, Amazon sellers, small business people, anyone from 1 to 30 to 50, who are selling their products on Amazon, not to Amazon, which is a traditional retail wholesaler relationship, but on Amazon. And because of those 1,000,000+ sellers, because of their hard work, because of their ingenuity, because of their product knowledge, because of their capital, Amazon is able to offer 500 million products on their website. Those folks account for nearly 60% of the sales that are on Amazon.com. The rest are coming from Amazon retail. So a lot of people don't know that. When you're buying from Amazon, you're really buying from, you know, mom and pop down the street, which is great. It's great for business. It's great for America. When
James. We're getting ready for almost a commercial break there, about 1 minute left. And Bill, I tell you right now, that's pretty amazing because you got a book on Amazon, don't you? Or two or three?
Yes, I have one of my books on Amazon. But are you working in the on the publishing side or with products, Jason?
So now we're working on the publishing side because we've got this book. Our publisher has the relationship with Amazon on that side. So Morgan James is our publisher.
Yeah. But we got a break for a commercial break. We got your chat box up and you can see it there. But we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymose and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break, and don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? Be courteous to the officer and most of all, be honest. It's Margin Never. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at the 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And join us today. We've got four people here on the show today. Mr. Bill Heinrich, he is known around the world as Mr. 6-Minute Webinar, at least he is now. And he's the honorary host here. Mr. Bill, my goodness gracious, we're talking about Amazon, and this thing is so huge, they don't even want to admit how big they are. Is that right, sir?
Well, that's what we just heard. You know, it's the entire internet marketing and such, Jason, is pretty phenomenal. Why don't you finish with that, how big Amazon is? That's really fascinating.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about how 60% of the sales are coming from third-party sellers. So if I, as a third-party seller, sell a $100 item on Amazon, Amazon's going to take on average $15 of that $100 sale, and that's all they're reporting. Just 15% is what they're reporting. So I've got some friends who are analysts, and depending on who you talk to, the number of sales going through Amazon.com this year will likely surpass $400 billion. And that's not even the most amazing part. That's at a 35% growth rate in 2020. And imagine being a $1 trillion valuation company. You're doing $400 billion, but you're growing at 30%. Now, Walmart's still the biggest at $530 billion, but they're growing at 2%. And so it's not going to take long before Amazon passes Walmart and never looks back.
Yeah, with this pandemic this year and everybody being at home, I can see where Amazon sales would really have spiked this year. Has that growth been year over year pretty consistent?
Well, you know, prior to the COVID outbreak in February, March, Amazon's year over year growth was in the 20s, like the low to mid 20% range year over year. But they've got at least a 15-point bump. Q2, they were up 44%. So they've really benefited greatly from COVID. I mean, I don't know if there's any other way to say it. They had a period in March where they had 30 straight days, March into April, where every day was the size of Prime Day that in the previous year. They had 30 straight days of that. They almost broke under the volume and the pressure.
Wow, just
that's shocking.
So tell me, how does your book play into this about the jungle? Well, are you creating a path for people through the jungle? What is the focus of the book?
Yeah, there's definitely a path. And, you know, I never would have gotten involved and wrote a book if it wasn't for Rick. So thanks to Rick for pushing me to write this with him. And it was just the great honor of my life to be able to write a book and have our weekly meetings and sessions to create this thing. And when we first started writing the book, we kind of took the angle as, okay, I was a top 200 seller. Let's share with others how they too can become a top 200 seller. And it was a little bit Pollyannic, right? It was a little bit like it's so easy. And then when Rick and I sat down to start writing the book, we'd have our weekly meetings. I say, Rick, I just remembered four bad things that happened to me while I was at this phase of my business. And I feel like we need to be really honest with our readers that Amazon's not your friend. And Rick said, you know, to his credit, because he's Mr. Authentic, right? Everything is about him is so authentic. He said, you got to be real, Jason. Let's tell the truth about Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the truth isn't pretty sometimes. You know, Jason has been interviewed a bunch of times by Bloomberg and Wall Street Journal. They're starting to look into Amazon as being a monopoly now. And Jason has done a lot of interviews based on that as well. But, you know, one of the things I like about the book is it is a simple, you know, to answer your question, Bill and Jim, it is a really simple guide for somebody starting from scratch to sell a product on Amazon. And even the part I like best about it is before they even get on Amazon, in the product development phase and how to differentiate your product and how to manufacture your product so it will stand out on Amazon, and what product, how to check on product categories, how to see sales of what other categories are doing. So it's a lot of looking and planning strategically before you even open an Amazon listing. And then once we get into Amazon and we tell you how to set up your listings and, you know, that part. But then also then this is where we bring things that I've learned in direct to consumer marketing, how to make your optimize your listings and make them sell better. And just one little quick example for your listeners is, and this might not seem a big thing, but you know, you can go on Amazon and you can go look at some big brands and you see product images and also, and you'll see like a front image, a side image, a whatever, and they're really boring images. And so what Jason and I have done and started doing, and one of the things that helped his products sell better, is really take something we learned on TV, which is using lots of titles and infographics, so that basically when you see a product image, we're also calling out the benefits with the titles. And by doing that one simple thing and making your images, we like to say, we like to make the images like each image should be a magazine ad. And if you do that, you'll see much better results than you're currently getting if you're selling on Amazon right now.
That's amazing. Because ladies and gentlemen, you know, when Rick's talking about that, I'm thinking about all the things, the iconic brands he's been associated with. The Juice Man, Sonicare, George Foreman Grill, OxyClean, Rug Doctor, on and on and on. So before we go any further, gentlemen, would you be so kind as to share how someone listening could get their hands on the Amazon jungle?
Sure, I'll take that one, Rick. So,
all right.
You know, ironically, you can get it on Amazon.com. and just and type in the Amazon jungle. But if you read sort of the darker stories in the book, you know, Amazon's not your friend. You got to be there because they're half of the online market share. And we break down the guide. If you don't want to buy it from Amazon because you're upset with some of the things you read about, you can also get it on Barnes & Noble or Books A Million.
Okay, great. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the title of the book is The Amazon Jungle. And it's by Rick Cesari and Jason Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E. And I tell you, Bill, it's amazing that, you know, when I hear all these things about how big Amazon is and how they report things, and they kind of, because most businesses, they, you know, they talk about how much they have in sales, and they just report what their commission is, right? Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. The other thing that's fascinating to me, Rick, is you're doing the same thing. With all the success you've had in the past with these iconic brands, and you've boiled it down. It's the same thing we've done with the 6-minute webinar, you know,
yeah, and that's, you know, and Bill, you know, this, you know, human nature doesn't change. And if you understand the things that motivate people, that you use them, and what's different are the delivery platforms. And that's really kind of the secret of everything, is really studying and learning what's worked in the past and bringing it to forward to, you know, the new technology of how people receive information.
Yeah. Well, I was speaking more specifically, and I agree completely with what you just said. More specifically though, to the reduction in the message to get it into a much more succinct space, right? Because Amazon, obviously.
Yes.
Amazon, you know, on Amazon, it's really the similarities between what you've done and what we're doing with the 6-minute webinar are you have probably a 90 or 95% reduction in information because you did a lot of television. I can't think of the term. It's slipping my mind.
Yeah, the infomercials, the 30-minute infomercials.
Yeah, exactly. And so now you've got that boiled down into how many seconds?
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, you have to catch their attention. You know, one other, if we have just a second, one other little thing that made a big impact, again, talking about images, Jason never had people using his products in his images. And again, a lot of people, you go on Amazon, you don't really see people, and you have to show people using the product and enjoying it. And that's one thing. Another thing, a little tip that you can add that, you know, give you an example, Jason's market has an agency called Avenue 7 Media that, you know, if you want help with your Amazon, that's what he does when he's not doing writing books and doing interviews. But anyway, basically that, I forgot what I was going to say. I got off.
The you know, one of the things that if I could jump in there, Rick.
Yeah.
One of the things that was so impactful for me is, you know, Rick's got a million sayings. I keep telling him he needs to write a book with all these sayings. One of the sayings that he said at that keynote speech at the Prosper Show is, "Features tell, benefits sell." And it's to your point, Bill, if you can cut out the 95% and get that 2 to 3% that talks about what's in it for me, the customer, if I give you my credit card, and not so feature heavy, right? Really talk about the end benefit. And Rick is, I'm always so amazed. Sometimes I'll get stumped with a client and I'll call Rick, "Hey, what do you think?" And like in 30 seconds or less, Rick will say, you know, some quick saying and cut right to the chase. And that benefit is so important in the marketing.
I remember. Thanks for taking that. I remember the example I was talking about. Jason was doing a coffee maker, and you'd think you'd want pictures of the coffee maker in there, which he has. But the very first image you look at is a woman enjoying a great cup of coffee. And so really transmitting the emotion of drinking that first cup of coffee in the morning, and that makes you want to buy the product. So just little things like that we talk about in the book about how to increase your optimize your listings to sell better and convert better.
It's so true. You know, Jim, this is so much like the 6-minute webinar, because in the 6-minute webinar, number one, you cannot exceed 800 words. Now, you do it so it's going to be either really great or it'll be horrible, because you've got to have the right information like you're talking about, Rick. And the webinar itself, the slide deck, is just using the photos like you spoke of the woman drinking a cup of coffee to support the words, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get into the emotional experience of what you're talking to them about. It's so fascinating because although the reduction that you have going from a 30-minute television spot down to one little picture is far more significant. I want to really talk more about that and what other tips and tricks that you might have for the audience. We're going to head to break here in just a second, but finding this conversation really fascinating. We'll be back in just a minute to talk with Rick and Jason more about the Amazon jungle.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you've never heard.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymose and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break. Don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? Courteous to the officer, and most of all, be honest.
It's words you've never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com, SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're having so much fun on this show. The commercials interrupt us when we're visiting with Rick and Jason, me and Bill, and then we're visiting during the break. The kick-in music interrupts us again, so we just keep getting interrupted. We got such a wonderful show going on. Most importantly, there's one question I want to ask, if I may. Rick, you made a comment, or Jason did, one of the two. If you're not on Amazon, you're not online. What is that? What's that about, sir?
Yeah, I can't take credit. I love that statement, but that's Jason's statement. I'll answer that.
I'd be happy to expand.
I steal that information, but Jason can answer that.
Look, Rick, I've stole a lot more from you than you have from me, my friend. This is what we see out there online, Jim. And Rick and I have mutual clients that are running DRTV ads. They get TV spots. They do magazine ads, Facebook, Instagram, Google. And what we see consistently when we're managing those clients' Amazon accounts, every time they start an ad spend off of Amazon, their sales on Amazon grow. And this is sort of an anecdote to why we think this is happening. You're sitting on your couch. You got your mobile phone right next to you because, you know, it's attached to everybody's arm now. You watch a DRTV ad. You see a brand. You pick up your phone. You go to your Prime app. You do a search for that product. And so many times if a brand isn't defending their brand name and listing their products on Amazon, that DRTV ad just drove traffic to somebody else who's maybe copied your product on Amazon. So it's important for brands to be there. And so, you know, the second part of that is we believe 50% of the final clicks, no matter where that first click started digitally, ends on Amazon because they become the internet of products. And just to give you an idea, again, we keep talking about how big they are. The estimates that I like is they've got 50% of the online market share, 5-0.
Mm.
Some estimates have them a little lower, some have them even higher. But that's not even the big number, Jim. Is second place is Walmart.com. They have 5% of the online market share. Wow. Amazon has worked for 25 plus years perfecting, removing roadblocks and speed bumps on the path to purchase to where it's so easy for folks to pick up their phone, search for a product, buy it, and have it show up on their doorstep in the next day or two. Mm. So much so, Jim, that even when the DRTV folks are doing a better offer, a lower price by calling the 800 number or going to the website, we're still seeing people pay full price on Amazon when those TV spots run.
That's amazing. Because, you know, Bill, when he said that, I thought, that's right. How many times have I did a search on the internet and the first things I see is Amazon, you know, with the product, you know, and not the people who sent me there. They're really getting ripped off, aren't they, Bill?
Well, that can certainly happen. I mean, Amazon is so, so big. So is your book for the experienced Amazon user, or is it for the newbie, or is it
well,
for both?
We got something for everybody in there, Bill. In the book ends of the chapters, the initial chapters talks a little bit about, you know, my experience is nearly 20 years as an Amazon seller. In the last chapter, we talk about this problem. You know, there's one thing that Republicans and Democrats agree on, and they think that Amazon's a monopoly. Right? They think that there's a problem. What they can't agree on is how to fix it, which is fine, but at least they agree on something, right? And then in the middle, Bill, if you've already got a product, you could probably skip a couple chapters. If you don't have a product, we can help you along that path. And then once you have your product, if you've already got it, we've got some additional techniques for how to make that listing pop. The foundational piece is the listing, and there's two pieces to the listing. There's really more than that, but I'm oversimplifying it. Mm. But a listing has two elements, and this is what sets us, thanks to Rick's teachings, Avenue 7 Media, our agency, kind of sets us apart from some of the rest, is all of the big Amazon sellers know SEO. They're doing search engine optimization. And it's because that first page of search results online on Amazon, that's Main Street. If you can get on the first page of search results with good positioning, it's like having all four corners on Main Street if you're a retail store, right? And so that's the first piece, being able to know how to do SEO. We talk about that in the book. The second piece is, you know, what we talked about before the last break with Rick's great experience and knowledge, really talking about that benefits marketing, how to communicate what the customer gets when they buy this product. And that's done in images, that's done in messaging and wording, and it's also now done in video on Amazon. So those elements are more advanced. So that's for somebody who's already a seller. And, you know, on average, when we take on a new client, Bill, we double their revenue just because of our experience and Rick's knowledge that we've incorporated into our services.
Yeah, I just would like to add one thing to that answer. And it's a little bit, you know, right now at this point in my career, I do a lot of consulting with companies, a lot of e-commerce companies and, you know, product direct to, you know, people that are trying to sell some type of product to the consumer. And, you know, our strategy is a little bit different. The very first thing we do now and the advice I give them is make sure they have a good Amazon strategy and a good foundation on Amazon, because, you know, just to mirror a little bit what Jason said, not only TV, if we do any type of paid social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram ads, you know, you see the result in people ordering on Amazon. And it's just, you know, people love their Prime and they love to get the product in, you know, 2 days or less. And so they're always going to go there. And Jason, what's that statement you have about Amazon and Google and Facebook?
Oh, yeah. This is something that the Amazon advertising folks likes to say is Facebook knows what you like. They want to keep you engaged so they can keep serving you ads and make money on that CPM basis. Google knows what you search. They're making money when you click on keyword searches, right? At Google AdWords and Google Ads. But Amazon knows what you buy. They also know what you don't buy, right? They also know what you clicked on and you didn't buy that you're thinking about buying. And advertising has become such a big component of their profitability. And you know, they're more fleecing of the Amazon sellers because you have to advertise to have success as well. We have a chapter in the book about that as well. But that's the differentiator. That's how Amazon became the internet of products. You know, Google and Facebook have a hard time knowing when someone comes to somebody's website and where they purchase. They just don't have anywhere near the amount of data that Amazon has been collecting on consumers for, you know, nearly three decades now.
That's really amazing, because one of the things that I'm one question I want to ask, you know, let's say a little guy, you know, just listening to, or a little gal listening to the show here, they think, wow, that really sounds good. But in your book, do you cover things like, how do I get started? I mean, how can I get, you know, make some money?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. We literally start with how to pick your first product. You know, we have some points on how to do that. And then once you think, and this is an important piece, once you think you know what product you want to sell, we take it a step further and we show you how to go to Amazon.com using some Chrome extension tools to find out what the competition looks like on Amazon. Is somebody else already selling it? And if they are, how much are they doing in monthly sales? So there's great market data that you can capture using an old $9.99 checkout trick that we put in the book as well. But there's Chrome extensions that can help you do that. And I tell this funny story, how I thought I was Steve Jobs. I invented a new product line for my old home rec business when I was a seller. And, you know, I built a folding leg table, but I never took that next step and looked at what the market for folding leg tables. It turns out there was no market for folding leg tables for an air hockey, right? And nobody wanted it. And so I spent all this time and treasure without doing the market research to validate my product. And we take you through the steps to do that. And that's how I developed this process, just from losing a lot of money on those folding leg tables. But there's, you know, there's a big process in terms of how to pick a product, how to make sure that there's a market for it already. Amazon's not about discovery. They're about that final click. And then once you've validated it and you can know that this could be one that you can invest time and treasure on and be rewarded, how to get it made, how to work with both U.S. and foreign factories to make sure that your quality is good, packaging, et cetera. We really walk you through from zero all the way to 7-8 figure seller status.
That's amazing. And Rick and Jason, both of you, if someone would just like to know more about you, how could they find you on the internet? What's your website or email address, please?
I'll start. So mine is really easy. It's RickCesari.com, RickCesari, RickCesari.com. And lots of good information. I also have some free downloads there that would help people, a lot of great information for direct-to-consumer marketing. Or if you just want to send me a note or ask me a question, there's a place there you can email me, Rick@RickCesari.com. So I like to talk to people. I like to help people at this point in my career be successful. So feel free to reach out.
And you, Jason?
Yeah, my website is avenue7media.com, all one word. And my email is just jason@avenue7media.com. I'm like Rick. We love talking to sellers. We love to be the champion of sellers. Amazon's not always giving sellers a fair shake at things, mm-hmm. but I've been beat up so many times by them, Jim, and learned how to overcome them that I love it when I can meets a seller who's really struggling, offer some advice, and help them get their fair shake on Amazon as well.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, Bill, the more I listen to them, the more I realize that they are, you know, what they're saying is the same thing that the 6-minute webinar is about, how closely related they are on getting focused.
It is very, very similar. And the other thing that's important, and I think that we want to highlight, because gosh, this has gone fast. We're going to be going into the last section here in just a few minutes. But I really want to reemphasize a little bit of these gentlemen's experience, Jim.
Okay.
Because they have sold, I'm going to just guess and say, billions of dollars worth of products. So mm-hmm. so these aren't people who have a little bit of like interest in Amazon and figuring it out. These are people that have done it. These are the best in the industry. These are very, very successful people. Mm-hmm. And so when we come back from break, Jim,
yes,
let's
sir.
Just check with Rick and Jason about, I want to get more of the numbers, like I know Rick did the George Foreman grill. And I want to let the audience know, excuse me, exactly who these people are when we come back from this next break. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
The Do Not Disturb sign has been around as long as there have been hotels where discretion was a bitter part of value. One lecturer at Cornell University's School of Hotel Administration traces the Do Not Disturb sign roots to the aristocracy of the early 20th century at grand establishments such as the Ritz in Europe. It sure is annoying when you just want to be a slug of bed and someone knocks at the door and says, housekeeping. What's the word for the semi-conscious state between sleep and wakefulness? Hypnopompic. There are days when I wish I could wear a Do Not Disturb sign around my neck. What to call someone who wants to lay in bed all day? A scabrilatcher.
It's merging
never. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar, SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And right before the break, Bill was wanting to get more into letting Rick and Jason share some more information about them because, Mr. Bill, you said it best. These guys are two heavy hitters in that arena. Would you agree with that, sir?
Well, yeah. You know, they've written this book and have such extensive experience and success in selling product online via TV and such. So both Rick and Jason just... You know, it isn't so much about gloating, but I want people to understand that, it's like we've got Hall of Famers on here now. These aren't just people that have a mild interest. Rick, what are some of your successes?
Well, before I jump into that, I'm going to blow Jason's horn a little bit because I'm really glad and happy to be associated with someone. You know, when he said he was at one point a top 200 seller on Amazon, and mm-hmm. he can go into the numbers, but think about that. There's over 1 million sellers. And if you're in the top 200, you're doing 8 figures on Amazon. And it was pretty much in an Amazon only business. And, you know, one of the things that attracted me to Jason is it seems like with the prevalence of Amazon, it also brings a lot of quote unquote Amazon experts. And I have to be honest with you, Jason knows more about Amazon and selling on Amazon than anybody I ever met. And that's why we wrote the book together. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to throw that in. And, you know, just to
you're too kind, Rick.
Just to answer your question, Bill, or just throw out a few things. And again, people can find this on my website at rickcesari.com. But, you know, I've had a long history in direct-to-consumer marketing, and I've been very fortunate to work with both good products and good companies. But, you know, it started out, I own my own business called Trillium Health Products, and we built the Juice Man and Bread Man brands. That company was really successful, grew to $75 million in sales in about 3.5 years. We sold it to a company in Chicago called Salton. Salton was the creator of the George Foreman Grill, so we did all of the marketing for the television marketing for the George Foreman Grill, Sonicare, OxyClean. We did Billy Mays' first infomercial and about 13 other versions. Rug Doctor, which was a Texas company down there and very big and successful. We did all the television marketing for the GoPro camera. So it was funny. I was on a client call the other day, and we were talking to somebody who has a line of supplements, and they had a young marketing person in there, and I had gone through some of these successes, and her response was, so can you tell me something you've done in the last decade? And so obviously I've been working with lots of companies since then, but I thought it was kind of humorous or for her to ask a question like that. So mm-hmm. anyway.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Funny. Yeah. Very successful products. How about you, Jason? Throw a couple numbers around.
Yeah, well, look, Rick's got an extra comma.
Right,
you know, he's
right.
The billion-dollar brand guy, and
right,
you know, it's
right.
been my great honor to sit at his feet and learn from him. He's literally a marketing legend, and you know, so you know, in my previous business as a top 200 seller, we probably sold a couple $100 million of stuff, and we're approaching $100 million with our clients now. Our agency's less than 2 years old, but you know, we've got dozens of clients across several categories. And,
wow.
You know, I look forward to adding that extra comma. I want to be like Rick when I grow up, you know, and I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
The most important thing, you know, because you're talking about information that other people talk about, but they don't have the background. They don't mm-hmm. have this expertise and experience where you've been there and not only done it, but you've done it really big. We've got just a little bit of time left. What are some of the things that you want to make sure you share about your new book, The Amazon Jungle, with our audience?
Well, you know, Bill, it's funny that you say that about how you've done it. I've always felt that doing things, experience is the greatest teacher. And, you know, allowing yourself to sort of fail and learn from those mistakes. I mean, as long as you learn and adapt, right? I'm a former Marine, and, you know, I like to joke about the difference between being a Marine and a top 200 or big Amazon seller is that the Marines was easier, because it's a real challenge to be a big Amazon seller. And I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've done it for nearly 20 years. And every time we made a mistake, we took a step back and we said, okay, let's lick our wounds and figure out how we don't repeat that, right? That's the definition of insanity, repeating the same behavior and hoping for different results. And so that's what we've done. That's what we've put in the book is, and I'm really honest, you know, my folding leg tables was a disaster. I learned I wasn't Steve Jobs with that mistake. We put it in there. You know, we tell people when we made mistakes, and then so that they can learn from my experience and you know, our mistakes, and they can avoid them. And so that I think is the most meaningful part to me about being able to share this with readers.
Yeah. And I just want to add on to that, you know, we did start this book project thinking, oh, let's write something, you know, get rich quick, sell product on Amazon. And unfortunately, you can still make a lot of money on Amazon. It's not as easy as it used to be. There's more information you need. And I think that one of the reasons for the book was a guide to this Amazon jungle that can take you step by step from point A to point B and help you be successful, regardless of if you just want to sell one little widget or a whole product line. There's a lot of great information in there. And then I also want to add, I've been sitting here during the interview listening to Bill talk about the 6-minute webinar, and I'm very interested in maybe being part of that. And it sounds like something I'd love to learn more about. So that's something new and exciting. And thank you for talking about that as well.
I second that motion.
Yeah, I'd love to have a conversation with you about it. But the thing I like about your book, the thing that really strikes me, is my children are grown now into and adults. But when, as they were coming into their 20s and still, you know, my area of expertise is personal transformation. But I used to have conversations with them because I've made such a transformation of my life. And they would get so upset with me. And I'd just look them in the eyes and I'd say, look, at least you know I've told you the truth. You're going to other people that tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's what I like about this book is, you can, if you think you can go make money quick on Amazon, you can go find all kinds of books about how to do that. But boy, if you want to learn from the pros, the people that have been there in billions of dollars in sales, yes. Rick and Jason just love this information.
It's a wonderful thing when two wonderful gentlemen come together and write a grassroots effort for the little guy like me and like some of the folks out there listening to say, hey, take me by the hand. I'm tired of being used and abused. And if you can relate to that, you need to get the book, The Amazon Jungle. And they say it's on Amazon. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Bill, I tell you, Bill, it's really an honor for us to have him on here. And let me just say this real quickly, and I'll turn the mic over to you, Bill. All of the websites that Rick and Jason gave and where you can find the Amazon Jungle book, all of that will be in the description of the show. Be sure and share the show with others. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Bill because I know he's probably got a couple of things he'd like to say before we close.
Well, what I would like is to have Rick and Jason give their websites again, how people can get a hold of them, and any final points they want to make sure they get in. This hour has gone by so darn fast.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Rick. A lot of great information. My website is rickcesari.com, RickCesari, rickcesari.com. Feel free to go there. There's lots of great information. There's some free downloads that can help you with some direct-to-consumer marketing. And, you know, you guys have been great about talking about our book, but, you know, remember, you can go buy the book, The Amazon Jungle, on Amazon. You know, we urge you to do so. It's a small little investment that'll really pay off if you're already selling on Amazon or thinking of selling. It's really a great guide.
Yeah, and my website is avenue7media.com, and feel free to reach out. You can take a look at the website. You can see our 7 steps to Amazon success that have been, you know, gone through the crucible and, you know, came out the other end with, you know, narrowing down our messaging and our process, and share that with you on the website. You know, just a couple of things also is Rick and I really believe in small business. And, you know, since COVID, small business has really taken it on the chin. And it's one of the things that gets me up in the morning is to be able to go out there and fight on behalf of small sellers, you know, whether you're 8 or 9 figure a year or down to 100,000 a year. And, I love what you, Jim and Bill, do here, because you're really advocates for the small guy. They, you know, the small businesses create half of the jobs in America. It's where the ingenuity comes from. It's where the hard work comes from. And I just, you know, I just want to thank you guys for being so supportive of that community, just as Rick and I are.
Well, thank you very much. It's really an honor for us to be here and to have wonderful gentlemen like you on the show, because the reason why our show has got millions of downloads is because a great guest like you gentlemen. And thank you so much for being with us today. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you're thinking about doing business on Amazon, if you're wondering how do you get started, how do you do some right things, and what products to set, you know, to pick from, and how do you set yourself apart, get the Amazon Jungle book written by Rick Cesari and Jason Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E, and Rick's last name is C-E-S-A-R-I. And Mr. Bill, this is time has just flown, hasn't it, brother?
It really has. It really has. You know, and it's the information's so incredible, because you've got somebody that's an absolute one of the top end people in messaging on brand, and somebody with 20 years experience on Amazon telling you how to get your product on Amazon the right way. This is a book worth buying, without a doubt.
Yeah. How to get your head and above the head and shoulders of everybody else. That's amazing. I tell you, gentlemen, go ahead.
I was just going to say, can save a lot of lost time and errors. They've been there and made them. So.
Oh, yeah. A lot of headaches and worries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn from other people's mistakes, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much. We'll catch you next time, ladies and gentlemen.